And now, your host, Jaymont G.
And we're back down on the farm in Ultralights. Jaymont G, we are on the fly. If you're listening, this is Friday at Air Adventure 2009. And on the fly, we travel around to the different venues of Oshkosh. And today, we're on the farm. And we're talking to Paul Mather now. Paul is the president of M Squared Aircraft. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great down here on the farm.
Are you having a good year with M Squared?
Yeah, we are. We are very lucky. We're on the August cover of the EAA magazine.
I'm looking at it right now, the August 2009 EAA Sport Pilot and Light Sport Aircraft, and there you guys are right on the front cover with your SLSA Breeze 2.
Yes. Yes.
This is a new aircraft. Is
it? Well, the aircraft has been around since 2001, and we did go through the certification process, and the first ones were certified in June of 2008.
Tell us a little bit about this aircraft. What makes this one special?
Oh, the Breeze 2 is just a very good flying, easy to fly, simple to maintain airplane. It's in the low speed category of the light sport industry. And you might call me the fat ultralight or the ultralight trainer of today. We produce the ultralights, which are the Part 103 legal planes. And we now produce the Breeze 2 for the ultralight trainer or a, quote, low-end, low-speed light sport airplane.
So it can qualify to fly in both. In other words, you could use it, an ultralight instructor could use it to instruct, or a light sport pilot could use it to take a friend flying, for example.
That's correct, and that's the whole gamut. The airplane is certified for all the instructional needs. To do all of the ultralight and the low-speed light sport training. But if you want to buy it and fly it, rent it, you can do that too, just for having fun flights.
Tell us some of the performance characteristics of this aircraft.
Well, it's a very low-speed takeoff. It'll take off in the mid-30s. We climb at 55 at about 600 feet a minute at gross. The approach is around 55. And stall speed indicated at gross payload is 32. So we cruise at 75, which is a good speed for the lightweight planes. And of course, we are one of the lower cost certified planes out there. And the retail of that plane is right around the $35,000 mark.
And what kind of power plant is that? Is that a Rotax?
Yes, we utilize the Rotax 582. We also produce other models that utilize the 912 series engines. You can add the floats. You can get your repairman certificate for this airplane and maintain it yourself. It's just a simple plane to purchase and operate and maintain.
Very good. And where do you see most of your customers coming from for this particular airplane, the new Breeze 2?
Yeah, well, our niche market, of course, will be the low-speed training because we're one of the few that are certified in that arena. But mainly my guys are seaplane pilots. We utilize a stainless steel frame. We put on full Lotus and other fiberglass-type floats, and we produce more seaplanes than we do wheel planes.
Oh, no kidding. Now, do you have a demonstration of your aircraft here in the evening? Do you demonstrate? 6 o'clock, you folks fly down here?
Yeah.
And you do your demonstrations at that time, correct?
Yes, we do. In the light plane area, we get to fly from 8:30 to 11:30. And then from 6:30 to 7:30 on the good nights and when it's available. We do demo flights here. We show the plane off as much as possible. It's been in the air for over 7 hours during the convention already.
Wow, it's getting a lot of use.
Oh, yes.
And I assume it's here on wheels.
Yes.
Have you had one over at the seaplane base on floats?
No, unfortunately, we have two airplanes here in the field this year. One is in the LSA Mall, all the way up to the north end. And it's on display up there, and then we have our flying model here.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about the rest of your line of airplanes. I see you've got a nice little list here.
Well, we start out at the lowest end with our Breeze XL, meaning extra light. It retails for $15,000, and it is a Part 103 legal airplane. Of course, no license required for Part 103. However, you need training, so we utilize the Breeze 2 for the trainer. The next units going up are amateur-built experimentals, and they would be single-seat airplanes also. and that's the Breeze SS or the Breeze DS. Now, they can go all the way up to the big 65-horsepower engine, HKS motors, and they're the experimental version of the single-seater that requires a license.
Okay, and that it requires a license. Just to fill our listeners in on why it would require a license and not the others.
Yeah, the Breeze XL is the ultralight, which does not require because it does meet that 254-pound rating. The other single-place units weigh more, will go faster, and carry a lot more fuel. So if you want to have a real nice performing single-seater with 16 gallons of fuel so you can do a cross-country, cruise around 65 to 75 miles an hour, that's how you do it in the next version. Then the next model airplane going up is our Breeze 2 certified airplanes, and they utilize the two-stroke engines, factory-built, ready to fly at the $35,000 mark. We offer other experimentals in the in what I call the 1000 series airplanes, and those are the ones that can handle and utilize the Rotax 912 engines.
I see. What's the typical progression? I see coming soon it says there's going to be a certified light sport Breeze 2 float plane, and it's going to be a single seat, is that correct?
No, the Breeze 2 means two seats.
Okay.
And the single SS means single surface wing.
Single surface
wing. And then the
wing.
Float
okay.
plane, of course. What we're doing is we're utilizing the Breeze 2 certification that we have now. We have to add the floats and do the rest of the certification package for the float package. And that can take anywhere from 6 months to a year, adding that type of thing. When we did our original certification, it took about 18 months of effort to put together the manuals and all of the rest of the details that were required. And then we submitted our application, got our airworthiness certificates, and with that happened in June of 2008. So hopefully by the first of the year, we'll have the seaplane done.
And that'll be exciting. And then would you put that over at the seaplane base when you come back next year, maybe?
That's correct. Then we'll have a certified seaplane out there. And we do have quite a few seaplane operations around the country that could utilize a little $44,000 seaplane.
You're probably going to target the seaplane training market. Would that be a...
Yeah, that's correct. The entry-level seaplane rating. What they use now are the existing Cubs and Champs and all that kind of stuff. Well, hopefully people will want to buy a brand new airframe that's stainless steel oriented so it won't corrode and rust in the salt water,
mm-hmm.
and fly at low speeds and still teach all of the same stick and rudder movements you got to learn.
And I would imagine that it would fit very nicely in light sport, so they could do light sport float ratings in 20 hours.
Yep, that's the next thing. Actually, light sport full program is about 20 hours, and it's a five-hour conversion to get your seaplane rating. So hopefully light sport pilots are out there. They could go to a certified place to get a Breeze 2 on floats, get their seaplane rating, and then fly for fun.
That sounds great. I might have to talk to you about that.
There you go.
So tell us about some other exciting things. How about for you folks here at Oshkosh? Have you been having a good year here?
Yeah, the weather hasn't cooperated 100%, but the sunny days we've had, we've probably given about 50 demonstration flights already. Like I say, we got over 7 hours on the plane. Our times are in the morning and afternoons. The traffic is up from previous years. I think that the first 2 days, we had as much traffic as all of last year. So it's really good. The enthusiasm's here. We're having a lot of fun with it, and a lot of good folks are coming by.
Yep, and it's more. It seems more crowded to me this year than last year. We sat right here at this table last year, and it seems like there's more people, more activity, just more things happening. It's exciting.
Yep, I believe so. So come on down to the ultralight light plane area. Look for it by the blue column. And that's your destination to come and see us.
They can take the tram from the Vintage Red Barn right on down here to the farm and come down and hang out with the Ultralight folks. Well, thank you very much, Paul, for stopping by and chatting with us on EAA Radio. We appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing your airplane this evening.
All right, thanks for inviting me.
You bet. EAA Radio, Jaymont G, we are on the fly down at the Ultralight area on the farm, and we'll be back in just a few moments right after these words.